This is Table Talk. My name is Rich Bueller. It's Open Calls. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Rich.
Yes.
Hi, this is Linda from Washington, D.C.
Hi, Linda.
I called to get some advice. I used to be a professional musician, and I used to play in one of the service bands here in D.C. And recently, I'd say about 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. First year or so wasn't too bad, but the past year it interfered with my ability to play. I can't play anymore. I'm still with the band. I'm still able to work and be on active duty. They have me as a secretary right now. I'm really angry, and I'm terribly frustrated.
That is a horrible loss, Linda.
Yeah, it really has been.
How can I help you?
I'm not angry at anybody at work, but I'm really, really angry, and I'm really doing everything I can to maintain self-control.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working a job that I really don't like, and the band rehearses in the same building, so I can hear them.
Linda, you have a lot to be angry about. I think you have every reason to be angry. You have an illness that is a very mysterious illness, and it has affected you and the music that you love and committed yourself to in part in service to your country. You cannot do anymore, and you're working a clerical job that you don't like, listening to the people down the hall do what you want to do. I think there's a lot to be angry about that. That is a major loss, Linda.
Yeah, I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard place. I want to get out, but I try to get a medical board. But if I try to do this, or from what I understood, I've been asking questions, and what I've found out so far is if I went that direction, that I would probably get medical coverage for 3 years. And then they would reevaluate and redetermine.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's always that possibility that I wouldn't get lifetime medical.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel stuck. I feel trapped.
Yep. That is a very, very painful position to be in, Linda. And you know what? I have to tell you that as you're talking, one of the things that's running through my mind, I mentioned him yesterday. I haven't mentioned this guy on the show since we came on the air on our new network, and twice now in 2 days. One of my dearest friends of life, a man I'd give my life for, is a person who has been diagnosed as having MS, although it goes back and forth. Sometimes they diagnose him as MS, sometimes they diagnose him as a youthful victim of Parkinson's disease. It's clear it's a neurological disorder. And I have gone through that with him, and I have been angry for him. Linda, I just want to be a voice today that gives you full permission from a new friend standpoint to be angry. You have a lot to be angry about. I don't think that you should try to soften the pain of the loss at all. It is a very, very big loss. Who do you have to be able to talk with about it at a deep level, Linda?
I am in counseling. I was in counseling before this happened. That, in fact, that was another question I was
going to
ask.
Yeah, well, see, if nothing ever happened to you in your life except the MS, that's enough to have to go through anger about. But when you got a lot of other things in life you're angry about too, which most of us do, then that's kind of a double whammy, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's been part of the problem. I had been in counseling for child abuse issues, and I really feel overwhelmed. I'm wondering if at this point if I should just put that aside and just deal with this current situation.
Yeah, that's something that only you and those whom you trust, like a counselor, can really decide, Linda. Are you a part of any kind of a support group for MS or anything like that?
I started to go to one, but the people in that group were further along
mm-hmm.
than I was, and it frightened me.
Yes.
It made me feel frightened enough that I want to go back.
I can understand that. Linda, some of the best help for you now will come from people who understand best, and that is those who are dealing with MS. It'd be nice if you could have a friendship with somebody who is kind of in a similar place where you are. And I hope that maybe through your contact with the folks who are dealing with MS that you can do that. How are you and the Lord getting along?
I am a Christian. I'm kind of angry with them.
Certainly.
I actually have conflicting feelings. Mm-hmm. There's still a strong desire to be close to him.
Yeah.
And I love him, but at the same time, I don't understand that.
Certainly. And I hope you don't feel any reluctance to tell him that, Linda. God is not threatened by honest conversation. And it is perfectly reasonable that you would say to him, God, on the one hand, I believe in you and I trust you, and I want to understand more, but on the other hand, I have to confess to you that right now, sitting at my little perch on this planet, I am frustrated, I am confused, and I am angry. Linda, I just want to be a voice today that I, you know, if I were with you, I'd give you a hug. I want to give you an electronic hug and to tell you that I hurt for you. And I can't identify with your loss because I've not gone through it. But as much as I do understand it, I hurt for you and I am angry with you. And it's going to be important for you to allow yourself to be that honest with yourself and with God and with a couple of people that you can trust to talk about it, like a counselor or a good friend. And that will be a part of the pathway toward dealing with your future.
Yeah. What do I do with all this anger, other than
Things like what you're doing. Things like what you're doing right now. You're calling and you're expressing it, and you're saying, "This is what I feel." Cry about it. You know, take your pillow and beat the wall. Write. Are you keeping a journal?
Yeah, I used to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to. A journal is not a have to. A journal is just to whatever extent it's helpful to you. Express it in whatever ways you can. That's a part of the healthy way of being able to deal with it. And I'm sure there are many listening who are feeling the anger for you, feeling the anger with you. Perhaps there are some listening. I have several listeners that I know of who are regular listeners who have MS, and I'm sure many of them are saying, "Oh, Linda, we understand." So I just want to be a voice today that gives you a hug and is angry with you.
I think that really covers it.
Bless you.
Questions.
Bless you. Thank you, Linda. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling, and I wish you the best, and we'll be praying for you.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Table Talk. My name is Rich Buehler. Bless her heart. She has a lot to be angry about. That is not to say that she will be angry forever. That is not to say that she needs to dwell there. But we don't need to interrupt it by saying, "Don't feel that way." It's not to say that she won't have an ultimate sense of God's comfort and God's being with her and of understanding from God about the world in which she lives and we live. But right now, she's in a very important process that she needs to be able to go through. And we as Christians, it's so easy for us at a time like that to be a voice that says, "Don't feel that way." I'm sure there are many of you who are saying, "Rich, why don't you give her a verse of Scripture?" I don't think that's at the point where she is. I don't need to interrupt her anger. I don't need to tell her to stop feeling it. I don't need to make her feel guilt for feeling that way. I'm sure that she has probably heard many of the Scriptures that will eventually, in her season, mean a lot to her and mean a lot more for her. But right now, I think we need to kind of be the kind of people that the Scripture says, weep with those who weep. Many modern-day American Christians, that's something that we've never experienced, weeping with those who weep. We have somehow translated that into meaning, interrupt the feelings or the weeping of those who are weeping, and appear to be totally victorious in their presence so that they'll feel guilty about feeling the way they do. And that's not healthy, and I don't think it's even scriptural. This is Table Talk. My name is Rich Buehler.